This is the story of how gay sex changed Britain from the nation of the missionary position into a place where almost anything goes.
The most exciting, the most dangerous, the most thrilling thing you could do.
Having anal sex, having threesomes, sperm was flying everywhere, they were sweaty, and it was fabulous.
There once was a time when man-on-man action was actually illegal. No men kissing in public, no hard-ons on the top shelf, no butt plugs on the high street, a place where anal sex would get you locked up.
There was a certain amount of cruising on Clapham Common, which was an extraordinarily risky thing to do, and I got beaten up.
Yeah, you queer. And immediately your gut reaction would, you'd go, no.
Then the law changed, and gay men led the charge of a sexual revolution.
One of the prime tenets of gay liberation was that gay liberation is everyone's liberation.
The sex life of Britain has never looked back. By the mid-1960s, after years of post-war drudgery, Britain's libido was blooming. The boys had long hair, the girls were on the pill, and sex was suddenly fun. They called it the Summer of Love, but not everyone was invited to the party. All over the country, gay men were forced to live and love in the shadows.